The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and kidspiritonline.com. Our first article today from kidspiritonline.com: Ukrainians and the Changes We Face Today. This article was written by Maria Basovska on March 3rd. Change is a difficult thing to do. Even with the best of intentions, actually making behavioral changes can be a slow and laborious process. Change is rarely a straight line. The process of change is littered with ups and downs, jumps forward and backwards, and motivational waxing and waning. Alterations can be long and evolutionary, or rapid and revolutionary. Change is not possible without an idea, just as it is not possible without a tool. But who can influence change, and how? First of all, human participation is essential in the implementation of any change. People are constantly changing, gaining new experience and knowledge. Society and the individual are interdependent, so changes in individual views stimulate the process of social transformation. And vice versa, social changes can contribute to internal ones. Moreover, the motivation for positive social and internal changes usually coincides. The cause of these changes can stem from new knowledge and experiences superimposed on the cultural context, from social or personal values, or from dissatisfaction with a situation. Culture is represented by a combination of factors, including knowledge, norms, skills, ideals, patterns of activity and behavior, ideas, hypotheses, beliefs, goals, and values. People are proud of their cultural heritage, and they protect it while trying to make it a living element of social life. A characteristic feature of Ukrainian culture is its openness and stability, the ability to perceive and adapt to various influences. We have a lot of social movements formed by people who are dissatisfied with their lives and have a desire to solve this problem by working toward a common goal. Over the past 7 years, cultural projects have strengthened Ukrainian civic identity and have more clearly drawn Ukraine's borders on world maps. There were many discussions about what we wanted to do, how we should serve society, and what changes we wanted to achieve. Thanks to this, during our history, Ukrainian culture was twice able to be revived. We know how to survive changes because Ukrainian culture has this ability to adapt. But the question arises, how do we relate to these changes, whether they are negative or positive, and how flexible is our culture? Is it open to these changes, or do we not want to shift from tradition? The development of Ukrainian culture was negatively affected by the absence of its own statehood, which would have facilitated a unified national policy in the field of culture. In the conditions of colonial dependence from Poland, the Russian Empire, and the USSR, the creative spirit and identity of the nation were restrained, and cultural processes were inhibited or became impossible. Ukrainian society experienced fundamental changes in history and culture after becoming a separate state in 1991. Its powerful potential started to grow, and its effective energy resources and progress continually inspired our nation to further struggle nowadays. After the full-scale invasion of the Russian Federation on February 24, 2022, Ukrainians all over the world joined up to protect our identity. We started to speak our own language with some pride and wore our national colors more. Due to my personal experience, I can say that Ukrainian culture is open to changes. I had to move from my hometown to the west of the country because of the full-scale invasion. There are some stereotypes that people from the western regions of Ukraine are too conservative and do not tend to pursue changes. However, living here showed me that these citizens are hospitable to refugees from the east. They bring some changes to their usual habitat in this way. People are helping each other and are likely to accept positive changes. The basis of all change in culture is the spiritual needs of the citizens. Internal and social changes constantly stimulate each other. This is an endless, immeasurable, multi-vector movement that develops our society and ourselves. However, unfortunately, many are guided by the thought, I will not change anything, or my vote will not change anything. Millions of people who can make change in society give up the opportunity without even trying. As sociologists found out, Ukrainians have different perceptions of the changes that took place after the collapse of the USSR. The vast minority of people unquestionably welcomed these changes, considering them progressive, despite the difficulties and shortcomings. There was a relatively small number of people who believed that there was no need for any fundamental change, and that it was not necessary to improve the existing order of life at that time. And finally, the majority believed that these changes were necessary, although not at such a price. Ukrainian society is currently in the opposite of the democratic corner, upholding the values of preservation and self-affirmation, traditionalism and survival. The society is dominated by values related to basic needs, a high level of adaptability, a constant lack of security, a persistent search for sources of security, protest actions, although the discourse of dissatisfaction is a permanent state, normalization of low standards of living, social irritation at the presence of attributes of quality of life in others, a normalized state of constant stress and demoralization, mental exhaustion, and orientation to self-interest, as opposed to orientation to common interest. Ukrainian society is characterized by conservatism, i.e., the way things were before is considered correct, and changes and innovations are perceived with caution, often as a potential source of new danger. The long stay in a state of threat, as well as the long-term absence of its own statehood in the past, has led to the fact that the society treats state institutions with distrust and fear, and probably still does not understand how to treat them. In conclusion, Ukrainian culture is capable of adaptation. It developed under the influence of at least four other cultures, Russian, Polish, Belarusian, and Hungarian, in the territories of many different states, and it would seem should be open to change. But there is a thin line between the culture of the nation and the society itself, which directly experienced those changes under the influence of which the culture changed. You can see this difference between attitudes to change between generations. Older people tend to be more conservative, while younger people welcome change. Therefore, it cannot be said that Ukrainian culture has a negative attitude to change. Otherwise, people would not have called on others to change. There would not have been changes in power, and we would not have come to where we are now, an independent country with a separate culture. Ukrainians constantly want changes for the better, and they are open to them. Our culture and our society are flexible for this. But many years in the Soviet Union influenced the understanding of change in the older generation, who lived a significant part of their life in those times and remember them positively. But even these people, despite their conservatism, are ready to accept changes when they are really needed. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com, Unmasking the Dark Side of Social Media. This article was written by Julia Andre Xavier on March 18th. Generation Z, growing up in a world of developing technology, has been consumed by social media. Viewing content on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and other platforms has become essential to most daily routines, not just those of Gen Zers. As a whole, members of society, naive to the dangers of social media, regularly reach for their phones to scroll mindlessly. Since the early 2000s, social media's positive impact on society has become increasingly clear. It enables individuals worldwide to connect with just a click of a button, offering users the chance to encounter like-minded people they may have never met otherwise. Even so, it is imperative not to overlook the apparent hazards the media poses. Its usage can be detrimental to users, generating addiction, privacy concerns, safety risks, and mental health issues. Addiction. Individuals dedicate approximately 2.5 hours daily to navigating various social media platforms, totaling 864 hours annually, equivalent to over a month's worth of time. This starkly contrasts with the recommended safe usage of just 30 minutes. The reason behind this significant investment of time at the potential cost of our well-being is straightforward. Addiction. The continuous influx of retweets, likes, and shares from these platforms triggers dopamine surges in the brain's reward area. While dopamine is a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward, its excessive activation can lead to desensitization. Over time, the brain becomes less responsive to dopamine, requiring even more stimulation to achieve the same level of satisfaction. This elicits a chemical response comparable to that observed in activities like gambling and substance use. This desensitization process, along with the ongoing exposure to this syringe of poison, directly impacts the brain, potentially leading to a decline in cognitive performance. The brain's ability to focus, process information, and engage in critical thinking can be compromised. Privacy concerns. The social forum, a breeding ground for criminals, makes safeguarding privy information nearly impossible. This issue arises from the simple, uncomplicated nature of stealing one's personally identifiable information, or PII. With access to PII, scammers can effortlessly take control of an innocent individual's social media and financial accounts, impersonate them, and put their followers in peril. Many hazards, the most common being data mining and breaches, third-party data sharing, privacy-setting loopholes, and viruses, can place confidential information at risk. This can expose users to identity theft and financial fraud, allowing for greater misuse of personal data. For instance, many hackers typically run phishing attacks on platforms such as iMessage and WhatsApp to exploit over-trustful victims. Fraudsters also typically pretend to be recognizable senders or legitimate companies, duping their pawns into falling into their scheme's traps. Unluckily, these strategies tend to work. nearly 33% of email and social media users became a victim of at least one cyber attack in 2018. Branka Vuletta, author of 18 Chilling Privacy Statistics in 2023, attested. In other words, one out of three people had their constitutional right to privacy infringed upon, which should not be taken lightly. This invasive and vicious evil will only persist, as there aren't sufficient software and safety precautions that could prohibit it. Every second on the internet opens doors to a swimming pool of predators who are eager to pry. Safety risks. The inherent safety risks associated with social media platforms significantly contribute to their adverse effects on users. According to social media statistics, approximately 44% of individuals have experienced online harassment, including offensive name-calling, stalking, and physical threats. The consequences of such actions extend beyond the digital realm. A threat can materialize in a matter of seconds, whether the person online knows the victim or not. If they do, they'll know where to find the person. If they don't, they can easily find out. After all, information is never truly secure once it is on the cloud. Online platforms also have an important role in censored crimes. In 26% of censored crimes against minors, offenders exploit the digital space to disseminate information and images about their victims. When such content leaks and viralizes, people across the globe can save it, edit it, share it, repost it, and more. This can attract malicious individuals, such as obsessive stalkers, certainly jeopardizing the victim's safety. This issue is particularly distressing for the younger generation browsing the web. Nearly half of 8 to 13-year-olds use social media and gaming platforms to interact with strangers. The naivety and lack of awareness among children make them susceptible to exploitation and manipulation, increasing the likelihood of contact with fake individuals or predatory individuals. We must prevent such helpless individuals from coming into contact with these threats. Mental health issues. Interacting with unfamiliar individuals online carries a price, as it opens the door for anyone to share their hurtful sentiments through comments and messages. Not everyone possesses a resilient mindset, and receiving such messages can potentially shatter one's self-esteem and ego. The profound consequences often manifest as mental and emotional anguish, particularly when individuals internalize the negativity directed at them. Unfortunately, over half of American adolescents have encountered online bullying or harassment firsthand. Coming face to face with disparaging remarks and online threats creates an ongoing cycle of stress, judgment, and insecurity. Demeaning remarks may reinforce feelings of isolation and despair, driving people towards insanity. The emotional toll may result in severe outcomes, including anxiety, depression, and even self-harm. In essence, while the positive impact of social media in connecting individuals globally is undeniable, it is imperative to acknowledge the pervasive hazards associated with its use. The dark side of social media presents a multifaceted threat, encompassing addiction, privacy concerns, safety risks, and mental health issues. In recognition of these effects, it is crucial for policymakers, tech companies, and society as a whole to collaboratively prioritize user well-being and work towards creating a safer and healthier digital environment. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Caitlin Clark to Sabrina Ionescu, The Rise of Women's Basketball. This article was written by Samuel Tay on March 8th. Women's basketball and the WNBA have long been subject to discrimination and dismissive eyes. The WNBA was founded in 1996 as a counterpart to the NBA with only 12 teams, in contrast to the NBA's 30. The Las Vegas Aces currently hold as defending champions with two consecutive wins, a feat which has not been accomplished since 2001. As we near the start of the NBA season on March 14, statistics show that its popularity and viewership are marking historic peaks. With names such as Sabrina Ionescu and Caitlin Clark circulating the internet, there is no doubt that women's basketball is on the rise. Sabrina Ionescu. Last year, in the WNBA's All-Star Game, Sabrina Ionescu knocked down 37 points in the three-point shooting contest, breaking Stephen Curry's previous record of 31 points. Just several weeks ago, Curry challenged Ionescu to the first NBA-WNBA matchup in a three-point shootout, Sabrina Ionescu versus Stephen Curry. The event turned out to steal the show, and although Curry caught fire in the last several seconds, edging ahead of Ionescu and winning the challenge, Sabrina has become the pioneer in bringing the WNBA into international headlines. Ionescu was ranked number 1 in point guards in 2016 and number 4 overall in the recruiting class of that year. She had a stellar college basketball career, winning multiple national-level awards, including the Honda Sports Award as the best female collegiate basketball player in the nation. In 2020, the New York Liberty selected Ionescu as the first overall pick. Last season, the New York Liberty ended the regular season as first in the Eastern Conference and second in the league, though eventually falling to the Las Vegas Aces. Ionescu has broken multiple records, including being the first WNBA player to record a 30-point triple-double. Caitlin Clark. At the age of 22, even before entering the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is already regarded as one of the greatest basketball players in women's college basketball history. She received her first letter of interest from Missouri State in seventh grade and was ranked a 5-star recruit and 4th in her class by ESPN. Clark entered college basketball for the first time in 2020 for Iowa. Immediately after joining Iowa, she recorded her first game with 27 points and her second game with a triple-double. Caitlin Clark won all the major National Player of the Year awards and was the first unanimous national player in history. On February 15, 2024, Clark hit a career-high 49 points in a win over Michigan. Caitlin Clark is known for her incredible versatility and her ability to score from anywhere on the court, whether that be in the paint, mid-range, or far beyond the three-point line, drawing comparisons to Stephen Curry. After Sabrina Ionescu's loss to Curry in the three-point contest, NBA superstar Shaquille O'Neal stated, "Can we continue this? Can it be Caitlin Clark versus Steph next year?" Kelsey Plum. Winning back-to-back championships with the Las Vegas Aces in 2022 and 2023, Kelsey Plum has cemented herself as one of the greatest and most influential women's basketball players, contributing to the rise of modern women's basketball. Plum had an incredible college career, ending with a point total of 3,527, 270 points behind Pete Maravich, who holds the all-time scoring record. As the first pick of the 2017 WNBA draft, Plum was selected by the San Antonio Stars. In 2018, the Stars relocated and renamed themselves the Las Vegas Aces. With an injury, Plum missed the entire 2020 season. In 2022, Plum held a starring role, in contrast to her bench role in 2021. and had her first All-Star appearance as well as her first All-Star MVP. She led the Las Vegas Aces to their first championship in franchise history. Kelsey Plum held the record for the most career points in NCAA history, which Caitlin Clark just recently broke. Clark is on track to break Pete Maravich's record as well. When asked to speak about Clark breaking her record, Plum stated, "I'm actually very grateful to pass that baton. I'm very happy for her. If anything, make sure we show her love. I'm excited for her." Breanna Stewart. First overall pick in the 2016 WNBA Draft, 2016 Rookie of the Year, top 25 players in WNBA history, Breanna Stewart is no doubt one of the greatest women's basketball players on the court right now. She was drafted by the Seattle Storm, and Stewart would go on to win the Storm's their first championship in 8 years in 2018. Stewart won both Finals MVP and League MVP, becoming the sixth person to do so in WNBA history. Stewart is often praised for her smoothness in passing the ball, dribbling the ball, and shooting the ball, essentially the three most significant aspects of the game. Her signature move, faking left to right, and finally spinning away from the defender for a majestic fadeaway, is nearly unbeatable. Stewart has only recently signed with the New York Liberty with Sabrina Ionescu. This duo, Sabrina's incredible range and Brianna's mid-range lethality, are things to look out for in the coming season. Dozens of other players have been bringing attention to women's basketball, including Angel Reese, Diana Taurasi, and Sue Bird, among many others. The four listed above are only the tip of the pyramid. As the players grow in skill and ability, there is no doubt that the WNBA and women's basketball will grow in popularity and reach. With Caitlin Clark bringing international attention to women's basketball, and Sabrina Ionescu strengthening the ties between the WNBA and the NBA, the popularity of women's basketball is on the rise. The WNBA draft audience increased by 42% from 2022 to 2023. For the past decade, interest in women's basketball has grown exponentially, known as the Caitlin Clark effect. We wait with enthusiasm and excitement to see what this year's WNBA season brings us. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.